Good morning. It's March 26th and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. The NSW Police Force is currently embroiled in a controversy that's caught the attention of the public and officials alike. At the heart of the issue is the appointment of former Seven producer Steve Jackson as the force's senior media advisor, a position boasting a salary of $320,000. This decision by NSW Police Commissioner Karen Webb has sparked a series of events leading to a comprehensive review and a more in-depth security check of Jackson's appointment. Concerns arose after former Seven producer Taylor Auerbach stepped forward to deny involvement in an expense scandal and refute accusations made by ex-political staffer Bruce Lehrman regarding a $3,000 payment for a Thai masseuse service in exchange for an exclusive interview. Auerbach, taking the situation seriously, has engaged legal representation to navigate the accusations and media fallout. This controversy is further complicated by the withdrawal of the interview in question from a journalism award consideration, following revelations of a financial deal with Lehrman. Adding another layer to the story, photographs of Auerbach and Jackson at the apartment of a former Sydney socialite have surfaced, fueling the ongoing debate about the appropriateness of Jackson's appointment. Amidst this, discussions about Jackson's employment and security vetting continue, with Premier Chris Minns cautioning against a hasty reaction from the Independent Commission Against Corruption, ICAC. Commissioner Webb, facing criticism over her handling of this and other recent incidents, has acknowledged the need for improvement in managing media relations. The unfolding situation reflects the complexities of public service appointments and the scrutiny they attract, leaving the NSW Police Force in a challenging position as it navigates the fallout. In a striking blend of sportsmanship and national pride, the Socceroos are set to face Lebanon in a pivotal FIFA World Cup qualifier. This match isn't just about victory on the field. It's a tale of personal choices, international aspirations, and the multicultural fabric that defines modern football. Australia's national soccer team, the Socceroos, clinched a 2-0 win against Lebanon in their first FIFA World Cup qualifier, setting the stage for a high-stakes second encounter. The upcoming game is scheduled at Canberra's GIO Stadium, promising an electrifying atmosphere with kickoff at 7:45pm EDT on March 26th. This match will be broadcast on Network 10, ensuring fans won't miss a moment of the action. The spotlight shines on Patrick Yazbek, who is poised to make his national team debut for Australia, as hinted by Socceroos coach Graham Arnold. This decision has sparked conversations, especially since Lebanon's coach Miodrag Radulovic has openly questioned Yazbek's choice to play for Australia. Despite this, Radulovic remains hopeful about Lebanon's performance in the upcoming game and their journey in the World Cup qualifiers. Adding an intriguing layer to this match is the inclusion of Australian-born Jackson Khoury in the Lebanese squad, underscoring the multicultural dimensions of this contest. Both teams are entering the fray with unwavering determination, but for Australia, the stakes are even higher as they aim to maintain their flawless record in the AFC second round qualifiers. This upcoming match between Australia and Lebanon is more than just a game. It's a narrative of heritage, choice, and the unifying power of sports. As both teams prepare to battle it out on the field, fans around the world await what promises to be an unforgettable night of football. In the wake of the 2022 floods, Moreton Bay in southeast Queensland faces an environmental crisis unlike any before, with a new study revealing alarming details about the state of its ecosystem. Researchers at the University of Queensland have conducted a comprehensive study, uncovering that 98% of Moreton Bay is now smothered in mud, creating vast dead zones where life struggles to thrive. The sediment brought in by the flood is not just any mud. It's a mix rich in clay, organic matter, and nutrients. This composition is drastically changing the water chemistry of the bay, leading to the release of nitrogen and further exacerbating the threat to the ecosystem. The situation is dire, with the researchers highlighting the urgent need for restoration efforts. They emphasise that, without immediate action, the damage to the bay's ecosystem could become irreversible, particularly in the Brisbane River catchment and surrounding subcatchments. Adding to the ecological woes, the study has also brought to light a significant pollution problem: microplastics. The volume of microplastics found in Moreton Bay is staggering, equating to 3 Olympic swimming pools full of plastic. This level of pollution poses a severe threat to marine life, further complicating the already precarious situation of the bay's ecosystem. Both research papers detailing these findings have been published in the peer-reviewed journal Science of the Total Environment. This study not only sheds light on the current state of Moreton Bay, but also serves as a call to action for urgent restoration work to safeguard the future of this vital ecosystem. As the cost of living continues to climb, Australia finds itself at the centre of a pivotal debate over the minimum wage. At the heart of the discussion is the Australian Council of Trade Unions' call for a 5% increase, aiming to offset the erosion of workers' pay by inflation. This annual wage review, conducted by the Fair Work Commission, brings together the voices of employers, unions, and the government to shape the future of wages in the country. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has made it clear that recent tax cuts should not sway the decision on wages, emphasising the necessity for a raise for low-paid workers amidst rising living costs. Meanwhile, business groups, led by the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, push back with a proposal for a more conservative 2% wage rise, arguing that the tax cuts should be considered in the equation. This year's wage decision, affecting nearly 2.8 million Australians on award and minimum wages, about a quarter of the workforce, is not just a number. It's a reflection of the broader economic challenges and policy choices facing Australia today. With the July 1st deadline for the new wages to take effect, the outcome of this debate will have tangible impacts on millions of Australians, highlighting the delicate balance between supporting workers and managing economic stability. In the Pacific, a brewing situation between Fiji and China over a police training and deployment agreement has caught attention, raising eyebrows and sparking debate about Australia's role in the matter. At the heart of this issue is the internal tension within the Fijian government over its ties with China, a situation that's more complex than it appears at first glance. The crux of the debate centres around whether Australia should intervene in this Fiji-China agreement. The stance here is clear. Australia's interference is deemed unnecessary as the agreement doesn't directly affect Australian sovereignty. This viewpoint is underscored by a recent incident captured on video showing Chinese nationals being detained in Fiji and subsequently repatriated to China, highlighting China's efforts to control its citizens abroad. Despite the unsettling nature of such actions, the advice against Australia taking a hard line on police cooperation with China is pragmatic. The concern is that a confrontational approach could backfire, especially considering that Australia itself maintains a robust police cooperation with China. This partnership primarily focuses on combating transnational crime, showcasing a shared interest in maintaining regional security. The narrative suggests a diplomatic approach over aggressive posturing. The emphasis is on engaging in nuanced conversations with Chinese officials, fostering an environment of mutual respect rather than one of confrontation. This strategy is advocated as a means to navigate the complex dynamics of international relations in the Pacific, ensuring that Australia's actions contribute positively to regional stability without overstepping its bounds. This has been your Daily Brief in Australia News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.